continue to pray for revival, but for this specific church, we ought to pray that song, "Let Your Glory Fill This House." The difference between us and other churches should be the glory of God is residing here. Amen. But not just us. We want that for the whole body of Christ, every church. We want the power of God to be here. I'm tired of reading about drug addicts. I'm tired of hearing Southern Ohio on the news. But we've got the greatest opioid epidemic in the United States. I'm tired of that. I want to see some news about, hey, I met this man, Jesus, and he set me free. Amen. Jesus read it himself in Luke chapter 4. I have come to set the captive free. And the Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. None of this, what do they call it when a drug addict gets clean and then goes back, relax. I looked at her, I could see she's full. I asked her if she had something.
things going on in our government. We've got the right to do it, so we do it. But God said, watch your mouth. Watch the words that you say. Speak truth. Speak fruitful things. Be fruitful and multiply. That's in lots of things. And the first place it is in our tongues and in our mouth. The devil does not want you to speak what this word says. And you can't speak it if you don't know it. And you won't know it if you don't get into it. So God in the Holy Spirit desires to show himself strong to you by giving you revelation on where this word's taken us to. It will always reveal God. It will always reveal Jesus. Old Testament, New Testament. Be encouraged. If I could say anything to you, be encouraged. You're no different than anybody else. God loves you. He gives his truth to you for you to grow in him, to be a warrior, to be in that mighty army. Army Judah, the tribe of Judah did what? Praised. You praise out of a fullness of your encounters with him. You get to the place. I watch people who's got kids that's standing on the lines out there in Israel. They're defending their country with their lives at 18 years old. That's still, I've sat and I've marveled over that. Malka's had a son that was named Gabriel. She named her sons after angels. She gave them all angelic names. And I thank God bless every one of them. Bless them there together. You watched them go in on Shabbat on Friday nights to go to the wailing wall and rejoice and dance. Men, young men, they wasn't ashamed of it. Praise the God. Praise God. Let him renew and awaken us, because we are a country that was designed by God in heaven, I do believe, to bless and be a support system for Israel. This is not just a good Sunday morning message or not a good Christian thought. This is the very design of God. Our place, if we will take it, is to back up and defend those that are, you know, are supporting God's country, Israel. I bless my pastor. I'm so thankful that I got to go. And for any of you that didn't get to go, put back a dollar a day. Put back something. Take off something. Take off a Starbucks. Take off something like that. And prepare that when God wants you to go something, go somewhere, you're able to go. And he can still supply supernaturally, because he did for me. I mean, I had a $10,000 roof that had to be put on my house where I left. And I thought, Lord, how's this going to happen? He opens up doors. He opens up doors. I praise him. But even if that doesn't happen, get into this right here. Get into this word. Let it stir you. Be a believer. How many people are believers? Huh? So how do you prove it? You believe what this says. And when you believe it, you put feet to it and you walk it out. You speak to that flesh when it starts in telling you you're tired and you're, you know, it's a bad thing and oh me and what all. Speak to it and say no. Find your verses. Find the blessings that God has given to you. Claim them, declare them, and speak them, and we'll be mighty for the Lord. We might get something done. We might be united in love, grounded and united and walking in love to do the things that he's told you to do. And if you're a believer, you'll be more apt to say, oh yeah, I think I can do that. I believe I can. I can speak to myself and encourage myself in the Lord that I can do those things. All things are possible to him that believeth. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen. Is this going over live stream? Because I don't hear it in the house. Can you hear it in the house? Okay. They're just looking at me like a cow at a new gate, you know. Glory to God. I just have to take their word for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Don't let me forget to take up the offering, because I'm just going to roll on right now, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hanukkah. Hanukkah is not the Jewish Christmas like a lot of people think. Okay? Why would Jews that don't believe in the Messiah celebrate Christmas? Think about it for a minute. Okay? So it's not a celebration of Christmas for the Jewish people. But it is a celebration a rededication of the temple between 162 BC before Jesus and 166 after Alexander the Great had died. He divided his kingdom. His kingdom was divided between four generals. You can see those in Daniel chapter 7 when you see the leopard with four heads. Okay? That's Alexander's kingdom divided into four kingdoms. Okay? There was the Seleucid Empire, the Ptolemy's Empire, and two other empires that I can't name. Okay? But there was a man, King Antiochus of Epiphanes, the fourth. Okay? He was king of the Seleucid Empire. And he wanted to kick the Romans' tail, and he couldn't do it. And so he decided to turn his sights on Jerusalem and Israel. And so he rolls into Jerusalem with his army. He tells the Jewish people, you can't keep Shabbat. You can't read the Torah. You can't keep your feast days. And by the way, we're going to erect a statue of Zeus in your temple courtyard, which he did. Of course, he said it was him. You know, Epiphanes, his name meant God with us. The Jewish people twisted it a little bit to make it read madman. Okay, they had a little different take on it. But then he offered up pigs on the altar. Okay, and in the city of Modine, there was a man named Matthias, and he was a priest, and they were trying to make him offer up a hog or sacrifice. How many of you know pigs are, to the Jewish people, are unclean? You know why? Somebody know why they don't eat pigs? Because God said you can only eat an animal that chews its cud. Goats do, sheep do, cattle do, pigs do not, okay? But they will eat about anything. So one of the other priests decides he'll offer up the pig, and Matthias can't take it anymore, and he kills the priest, and he starts a war. It's called the Maccabean Revolt. And they were outnumbered, outgunned, you know, against Antiochus of Epiphanes and his army. But they fought, maybe could have been, don't know for sure, but they fought a guerrilla-style warfare where they hid and hit. And they actually defeated them. But when they run them out of Jerusalem, the temple was such a mess that they had to rededicate the temple. And they cleaned the temple out. And in order to rededicate the temple, they had to burn the menorah for 8 days. But they only had enough oil for one day. Remember, not just anybody could make that oil. The priests had the recipe, and they had to make the oil. So the miracle of Hanukkah, and the reason it's called the Festival of Lights, is because the menorah burnt for 8 days on only enough oil for one. Amen? So this is a Hanukkah menorah. It has 8 candlesticks, 4 on each side, 9 total, but the 4 on each side represent the 8 days, okay? The one in the middle, which I think is really cool, is called the Shamash or the Servant Candle. Imagine that. I do believe we know someone that was Jewish who was a servant of all. Amen. Who said the greatest in the kingdom are servants. Amen. So I think we know who that might represent, even though they may not. But what does this have to do with Christianity? Everything. You think about it for a minute. What if Antiochus of Epiphanes destroys Jerusalem, destroys the Jewish religion, Judaism? Then there's no Judaism for Jesus to be born into. Amen? Think about that for a minute. That creates a problem, because Jackie and Bernie would still be in their sin. The rest of us are pretty good. Just kidding. But because of the Maccabees' revolt and their victory, Jesus was born in the first century into Judaism. Amen. So that's pretty important if you think about it. Now, they celebrate the rededication of the temple during the Maccabees days. But I want to read you a scripture here. Glory to God. Here in Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. Glory, glory, glory. It says in verse 48. Nah, we better go down to verse 44 to get the whole context. Okay. Verse 44 says, are you there yet? Page 1503, if you got a Bible like mine. It says, our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed, instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling for God of Jacob, for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, now watch what it says. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? We'll read that again. God says, or verse 48 says, however, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. The Apostle Paul comes along, and he tells the church at Corinth, what? Don't you know that you are the temple of the living God? You know, I got to pinch myself daily. I like Zechariah 12 because he begins in verse 1 talking about God, but the God who created the heavens and the earth. So Zechariah, before he goes on in that chapter, he explains the God he's talking about. Yahweh, the all-powerful, creative, covenant-keeping God. Amen? And I got to pinch myself to think that God chose to dwell in you and me. Amen? I mean, Solomon's temple was one of the wonders of the world in its day. And when we were in Israel, we got to see, when we were on the Temple Mount, we got to look and see the inside of the Eastern Gate. And laying over beside the Eastern Gate, under a gray tarp, were cedar timbers. And some of the Muslim boys decided they was going to make some money on them, and they sold some of them on the black market. And they fell into the proper hands because they've been examined and they trace them back to Solomon's temple. Now, why would the Muslims not want us to know that? Because it would indicate that Temple Mount belonged to the Jews before they ever built the Dome of the Rock in 632 A.D. Amen? But back to you and I. You and I are the temple of the living God. Whew. You know, you've heard me talk a lot about that veil in the temple. And how when God put Adam and Eve out of the garden, he put the two cherubims to guard it. But then when God told Abraham to make that veil for his tabernacle, he told him to put the cherubim on that veil. And only the high priest could go behind that veil into the Holy of Holies. And he only went in once a year to sprinkle the blood of bulls and goats on the mercy seat to cover the sins of Israel for 1 year. Right? So that veil became a symbol of access to God has been denied. But when Jesus, hanging on a cross, said it's finished, what happened? The veil rent in half. No longer would God dwell in a temple made by man's hands. He would dwell in temples that he made. Not only that, but guess what? The Maccabees had to clean out the temple and rededicate it by burning a menorah. And God had to do a miracle there so the menorah would burn for 8 days. And you know what? Before you became God's temple, God had to do a miracle in your life. Amen. He had to cleanse you from all the filthiness of all the sin and all the rebellion you'd ever been in. Oh, well, Pastor, I was never rebellious. I was a good kid. Listen, if you're going in an opposite direction of God, you're in rebellion. The Bible refers to that as iniquity. Okay? And in Hebrew, it's the word avon, spelled just like Avon. All right? You're the temple of the living God. God has cleansed you with the blood of Jesus. Amen? Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Just like Adam came up out of the ground, you came up out of the blood of Jesus. I can't explain it. I just know that when I give my heart to Jesus on September 7th, 1990, and I said, this is it. This is it. I'm not going to look back anymore. I felt so squeaky clean. I mean, I can't explain it other than that. I felt like on the inside, I looked like a shiny brand new car. Probably on the inside, I had that new car smell. It's been so long since I had a new car, I've almost forgot what that smells like. But I think you can buy it in a bottle now. So, but now you're the temple of the living God. But you know what? Sometimes life deals us some bad cards, right? And it amazes me. It amazes me how people who are the temple of the living God, people who God has cleansed by the blood of his son, when they do get dealt some bad cards, the first thing they do is turn away from God. Instead of turning to God. Anybody ever been guilty of that? It's tough. I can't handle it. I've been believing God for so long, I just can't do it anymore. Oh, yes, you can. My Bible says he'll never let you go through anything you can't handle. But let me qualify that. Anything you can't handle with him. Amen. I was preaching to some teenagers last night, and my message was, you can. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. You can. My Bible says that nothing is impossible with God. So you can. I remember my niece Ellie telling me that her guidance counselor told her, basically, you're too dumb to go to college. But you know what? With God's help, she took that and let it be fuel, and she graduated with a double major. Not one major, a double major. In 4 years. My brother-in-law and sister are still paying that off. But anyway, that's beside the point. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. But you're the temple. And you know what? I think Hanukkah is good for us because it comes towards the end of the year. And you know, it's the end of the year that people make resolutions. Gonna make some changes. Amen. I mean, I'm telling you what, if you go to the YMCA in Jackson the second day of January, it will be full. But you give it 6 days, it'll be back to normal. You just want to skip that first week of January. But Hanukkah comes at a good time. And for me, Hanukkah is important for Christians because it's a time that we can stop, catch our breath, and say, you know what, God? I need to rededicate this temple to you. Amen? God, I need your help. I want to do better. I want to do more for you. I want to draw closer to you. Cleanse this temple. I want to rededicate this temple to you, God. Amen? So that's what we're going to do this morning. But I need 8 people. Katrina already wanted to be first. So I'm going to let her be first. She is the mayor. You ought to get some perks for being the mayor. You catch a lot of wrath for being the mayor, I know. So we'll give you that perk. Come on up. Come on up. You have to come up. And now, if you want to testify and you can't get up, I'll bring the mic to you, okay?
Praise the Lord. Everybody knows what I deal with on a day-to-day basis. I've told my story 100 times. But I'm telling you, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Take the silver, take the gold, but you can't take my peace. And I'm telling you, through this journey that I've been on, yesterday was 3 years to the day that I've been on this journey. And what I have been through, what I have experienced, what has come against me, but I'm still standing. I still have a sound mind. I still believe in him, and I still believe that he has something for Ironton. We have to make tough decisions, and I'm sorry, but things have to change in Ironton. And we are doing foundational work right now, and foundational work is not pretty. Foundational work is not popular, and you cannot see foundational work. But before this city can grow, we've got to build that solid foundation. And God is going to be the solid foundation of the city of Ironton. All we have to do, wherever you're at in your situation, all you do is believe on him. Walk in obedience, and he will direct your path.
There you go, like one of the collared cans. Amen. I'll give you a word, Mayor. Reformation has to happen before restoration can begin. You're welcome to use that. Take it as your own. Use that on that city council. I don't know if they'll get it or not. Hallelujah. Thank you. Who's next? Come on, Jackie. Where's Jackie?
That's an inside joke. I just want to say that God has been so very good to me. And I think I've told y'all before, he has really been a deliverer to me. And he has delivered me from black beauties, from crack, from marijuana, and from cigarettes in that order. And I just want to say that having those addictions, I couldn't break loose by myself. It was impossible. I had tried. I said I was going to quit, but I wasn't able to do it. But what I found over the years is this. It's not my job to break those addictions. It's God's job. It's his problem. My job was to admit to him that I had a problem and that I wanted to be free. I had to want to be free. And I had to want it more than anything. And so I just want to say that God is my deliverer. And he always came through every time. And cigarettes being the last frontier was the first frontier of the gateway of me being, you know, in those addictions. Because it started out with cigarettes. And so that was the last one. So I just want to say, God is a deliverer. All you got to do is want to be delivered. Talk to him about it. And yeah, try to do the best that you can to alleviate part of the problem. You know, you do what you can, and God will do what you can't do.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, it's on now. Hallelujah. For you that don't know the joke, in Israel, the most asked question we were there was, where's Jackie? There you go. You're doing well now. All right. Come on, candlelight. Very good. Hallelujah. You know, one of the hallmarks of a successful trip is if you take six, bring six back, you know. And so, yeah, we're here. It took a little effort, but we're here. Hallelujah. And very thankful for the trip. Who's next? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise who's next. Well, come on, Pink. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name.
Well, I was in the state hospital in Kentucky a while back, and the doctor told me that I really didn't have schizophrenia, which all these years, ever since I was 4 years old, I thought I had schizophrenia. I've been hearing voices in my head and stuff like that just tormenting me. And the doctor told me in the hospital in Kentucky, she told me that the reason why I hear those voices is not because of the schizophrenia, it's because of my nerves. That's the main reason why. And as soon as she told me I wasn't schizophrenic, I just started crying and praising the Lord. I mean, thank you, Jesus, for that.
Amen. Hallelujah. You got it. You're doing it right. Push that. There you go. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name. I think you got it. Hallelujah. Stay lit, boo-boo. I'll help it out a little bit. There we go. All right, who's next? That's three. We still got five candles in the middle one. Hallelujah.
I know there's a bunch of you in here that knows what all I was into. And I really wasn't looking for the Lord, but he stopped me with a blood clot in my lung. And I was in the hospital. And I was over there, and the Lord talked, Michael, we need to talk. And he told me, he said, you going down that path you've been on, or you can go down my path and I'll help you. Yes. And I said, Lord, I believe I'll try yours because mine's not doing too good. And I did. I tried his, and he blesses me every day. As soon as my eyes open, I thank Jesus for the day that he's given me. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be walking on these legs and stuff, which I probably shouldn't be. But he just blesses me in all kinds of ways. And you know, just wait till tomorrow, and he bless me again and put a smile on my face, and I want to thank him.
Amen. Light one of them candles. I got to brag on God a little bit, where Mike's concerned. I've never seen anybody but myself read the Bible after they got saved like he does. You know? I probably had some things backwards because I worked at Ashland Oil, and on evening shift, I'd make my rounds, catch my samples, and go back in the computer room and read the rest of the night. So probably shouldn't have done that, but anyway, we did. And I told Mike the other day, I said, I'm going to be down here at 9 o'clock. Me and Terry's going to have breakfast if you want to have breakfast with us. He said, man, I'd like to have breakfast with you, but I can't leave the house till I read, do my reading. Amen. So he gave up a free breakfast. So, hallelujah. God is good. Amen. All right, who's next? We got to get these candles lit because we're going to eat in a minute. Charles David.
Yeah, on September 6th, 2015, I was saved here.
I remember that.
Yeah. because it's in my Bible. And anyway, that man right there that just talked, he saved my life probably, you know. He knows how I was. I like to do mean things. And anyway, Jesus is doing good. He's going to help me out here. I'm in a little something, but I'm getting out of there.
Amen. Light that candle. Hallelujah.
Blessed to have all you two instead of the family I had before. That bar family I had, no more.
Was that part of that family that's sitting on a Gannon porch up there? Yeah. It's smart man. Sorry. I should have just said porch. I'm sorry. He talked it right into it. Hallelujah. Let's see. It looks like we have four left. Who lit the middle one? Was that you, Mike? There you go. Messing up my count there. All right, who's next? Don't make me call on you. Come on.
I just want to say how much I love the Lord today and how close He is to me every day of my life. I'm not a young person anymore, and I thought, I just might as well give up. But God said no. Amen. So Amen. Just praise His holy name.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Light a candle for her, Deb. Who's next? You want me to call on you? Or you just want to get up and do it? I was wondering.
Can you hear me? I'm not going to go through the whole story. It's been a journey, and it always is. But yesterday was my 16-year baptism anniversary. And we got blessed out of the blue. Lucy got tickets for Chris Tomlin Christmas worship thing in Cincinnati. It was beautiful. My sister and I hadn't spoke much in summer. And she ended up, her and her daughter got to go with us, so the four of us went, and it was just magical. And like, I didn't announce that it was my December 1st, like 16-year anniversary of being baptized, but in my head I knew it, and I was just, it was overcoming with just that peaceful joy that you get. And you know, even when you can't tangibly grab something, you know in your heart God is there, and He... Amen. He don't leave you, and He loves to bless us. He loves to, He knows what you want deep down in your heart. He's the one who put it there, and He will find ways, and He's sneaky about it to the point where nobody else will know. You will know, and nobody can take it from you. But I got that yesterday.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody else. Food will get cold, you know, if you don't, somebody don't get up and say something. It won't hurt you. We'll treat you really well. Come on, somebody. Okay, I'm going to have to call on somebody. Give a preacher the microphone.
Makes you shake.
Yeah.
It's the last 5 years has been a tremendous ordeal. First the car wreck, then the stroke, then the house burns down. But in all that, I can repeat what the Word says, that God is a present, ever-present help in the time of trouble. He has brought us through. We're blessed. And you ain't seen nothing yet. That's our God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Get that one. Tack that one from the rear. Hallelujah. Did he? Hallelujah. Hey, if you know, some soft music would be perfect right now. Hint, hint. Now, we're going to get that. Here's what I want you to do. We have candles up here up front. Okay? Now, the servant's candle obviously represents Jesus that Mike lit. He played his cousin card on the pastor. And said, I should have smacked his hand, but I didn't. So it had to be lit anyway, Mike. You knew that. So here's what I want you to do. I just want you to close your eyes for a minute. You know, they celebrate the rededication of the temple that is gone now. Amen. But we are the temple of the living God. And I have candles up here on the front row. And what I'd like you to do, if you're serious now, you don't have to do this, okay? And if you want to light a candle but you're struggling to walk today, we'll bring one to you, all right? But just as a symbol of your heart for God, that God, I want to do more this year for you. I want to be more dedicated to you. I want to pray more. I want to be in your presence more. I just want more of you. Just as a symbolic gesture, come up and pick up a candle on the front row. And we'll help you get it lit. I'm not going to try to move that menorah closer now. But we'll help you get it lit off the servant's candle. Amen. So what we'll do is we'll start over here. Anybody, you can come up. Come up to the organ and come up this way. And then you can go over to the side. If you need us to, we'll bring you a candle wherever you're at. Okay? Is anybody coming today or tomorrow? Come on over here, this side. Candles are on the front row. Yeah, come on, Pink. Come on over here. Can you reach it? Here, get behind Pink and you can light your candle. There you go. And just go stand over there. We'll all stand up front. Here, I'll help you. You got it. Okay, Fran Helen. Well, okay. Just go stand over there. Let's just line up front best we can. Hallelujah. There you go. Let's just line up front, and then we'll have I'll pray for us, and we'll take up the offering. Either one. Here, I'll help you. Let me help you. It's like the other end. It'll be better. There you go, Aaron. Hallelujah. There you go. See, you did it. Yeah. Light off this white one, Chuck. That's all right. We'll give you a mulligan. Let's pray. Don't burn anybody, okay? Father, you are an amazing God. Father, we just thank you for this time this morning. I thank you for all the testimonies. Your word says that they overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And Father, I thank you for that. Father, I thank you for the revelation of Hanukkah. And the idea that we are the temple of the living God, and we should take time every year to rededicate this temple to you. And Father, we lit these candles very symbolic of our heart's cry, that we want more of you. Use us in a greater measure. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. Father, your word says that you ask the question, should I show Abraham what I'm doing? And because Abraham was righteous, you preached the gospel to him. Father, my prayer is that you would reveal to us what you're doing in our lives. Reveal in us, Lord, your plan and your purpose for our lives. And Father, we just want more of you. Father, fill this house with your glory. And we'll never fail to give you all the glory, all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Now, blow your candle out gently. If you make a big puff, you'll blow hot wax on somebody. That's all right. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise you, mighty God. Give that to one. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name. Praise and praise and praise. You get wax on you? Bernie did. On that good jacket. That $80 jacket. Hallelujah. Get your offering ready. If you need an offering envelope, Bernie will get you. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name. Glory, glory, glory. God is good. Amen. Bernie's got offering envelopes. If you need one, get one. Everybody got an envelope, needs one. Now, we've got dinner downstairs for anybody that wants to eat with us. You say, well, I didn't bring nothing. That don't matter. Come down and eat with us anyway. Amen. Let's pray and you can give. Father, we thank you for seed. Seed that you give us to sow into your kingdom. I thank you, Lord, we place that seed in the hand of a mighty, awesome God, that you'll use it to expand your kingdom. You'll cause a harvest back to the sower. For that, we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, coming in January, I think we're going to do it on Tuesday night. One of the things that being in Israel did for me was it ignited my passion again. And so on Tuesday nights, starting in late January, 1st of February, we'll be teaching two classes here at the church, one on Israel then and now. And we'll go through the history of Israel, and the other class will be church history. I am convinced that not enough Christians know anything about their Christian heritage. The good, the bad, and the ugly of it, okay? And I think that you need to be informed, okay? Amen? And I always try to teach in such a way that it provokes the student to respond by studying for themselves. Amen. That's my goal anyway. So that'll be on Tuesdays. Started, we'll let you know, starting sometime in January. It will be live streamed, so you can even pick it up at home. But don't stay home and not watch it. Okay. Hallelujah. But you won't be able to get the you'll be able to get the handout. We'll have it on the computer. You can download it. You can watch it live stream. Okay. Amen. Y'all blessed today? Yes, Katrina. Amen. Amen. You heard it here first. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. And are all hearts clear? Anybody else? Everybody good? Let's pray and we'll break bread together. Father, we love you and praise you. We thank you for providing food for us. We ask you bless it to the nourishment of our bodies. Keep sickness and disease from our midst. We ask you to bless the hands that prepared it. Bless our fellowship, Lord God, and we'll never fail to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, our Messiah, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen.